This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are really tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Paul on panel, Fiona on Twitter, Gordon podcasting, Macca here and Tass.
Thank you, Macca. We now have our usual monthly segment with our CCCI. And if you don't know what that stands for, it is for our continuing community cultural icon, the one and only Brenton Gayard. Good morning, Brenton.
I don't know that the I was ever in there. Did you just put that in there?
No, I thought it was
always a CCC, but whatever.
No, it's a CCCI.
Okay, it evolves.
You don't even know your own acronyms.
But I've got to juggle a few of them. Yeah. This is not my only acronym.
Tell us about some of the others.
No, I've got too many other important things to say this morning about Midsummer Festival.
Maybe off air we'll talk about those. Yeah. Okay, tell us, what's hot?
Well, there's so much to speak of this festival, and it's all good. You'll be pleased to hear that I'm going to rave about this year's guide. I went to the launch on Wednesday night and was so impressed with not just the launch but the content of the guide that was presented there. The festival seems to get bigger every year. That's not necessarily a good thing, but when
it's nearly 200 separate events.
But it's full on, and I don't think it could be a viewpoint that bigger is not better, but in this case I think the quality of events is really spot on.
Stepped up?
Yeah, really covers a lot of ground and a lot of important progressive and relevant and current topics are covered across the range of the festival. I did want to make a comment, though, that I feel that more and more at these launches, the audiences are not showing the due respect that's due to the people on the stage. People used to listen to speeches. People used to listen to performers.
They should turn their phones off.
Well, it's all part of the way the world's going. Exactly, Macca.
Just for a moment.
Yes, Macca, that's right.
Oh, stop being grumpy old men,
No, he's right.
The world's changed.
Well, it is changing, and it's not really necessarily a good thing. I felt sorry for the speakers.
Tell them to pay attention for a couple of minutes.
Well,
it's not
people
that
do it with their technology now. The world's changed.
It may be that...
Put their heads in a paper bag.
Maybe that these events have to rethink the way they launch their...
There you go. Yeah. Now you said something.
I can tie them all to chairs and gag them. Britain.
Well,
but you know,
that'd be no fun for half of us. The other half, it's going to be all right.
Brendan, you've actually said something very, very important there. You know, we've been doing the same old thing. Maybe it's time that we actually adapt the way that we do things to take into account the new environment. Mm, mm. And I think, you know, more participation with technology might actually get people more engaged to actually hearing the message rather than being busily sort of videotaping or filming or texting or tweeting or something.
Holding on to outdated notions of how to launch something.
There you go.
We can make use of electropads.
What are they? Oh, yes, those. Yes, righto. Where's your mind today? It's all in BDSM today, I can tell. It doesn't stray far from that most of the time, though, I'd imagine. Look, the festival is self-described as being cultural influencers and thought leaders promoting learning and diversity, and that really comes through to me more and more every year. And evidenced by the exciting news that this year the festival has co-chairs for the first time.
Oh.
And, yes, two chairs, co-chairs. And I'm really excited to...
Do you mean as in on the creative side?
No, and the board.
Right, okay. Yeah. And who are they?
Well, I'm really excited to have learnt that one of the co-chairs is Judy Small.
Oh, wow.
And Judy Small is a former folk guitarist,
yeah, she's
songwriter,
amazing.
Who was prolific in Melbourne and, of course, elsewhere through the 70s, 80s, 90s.
And who's the other coach?
And Aaron O'Shaughnessy,
okay.
Who's been around on the board for a long time.
Yeah.
But I'm impressed that Judy Small has been brought back into the fold. Now, I remember Judy Small being a guitarist on stage at the first ever few carnivals.
Yeah.
And to have someone who's a community elder come back into the fold, she's a high court judge.
Yeah.
A federal court judge, rather.
He's promoted her.
And so, she's no small person in our community. She's a great figurehead for the festival.
I think that's fantastic. So now, Brenton, tell us, what are you absolutely not going to miss?
He's like you've been clipping
coupons.
Like clipping coupons.
Sitting on the tram madly ripping
what
out.
Are you absolutely not going to miss?
Well, I'm not going to miss the event that I'm in. Firstly, but I don't want to be.
Don't say there's something that you're in.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
I usually manage to get in there somewhere.
Come on, what is it?
Well, I'm in conversation with an activist from New York named Dr. Monica Pearl, and we're going to talk about ACT UP. We're going to talk about HIV/AIDS activism through ACT UP, our parallel memories and recollections.
AIDS Coalition to Unleash Power.
That's right.
Yes.
I'm going to be talking about the experience of ACT UP, of my experience in ACT UP in Melbourne in the 90s.
Yep.
And Monica Pearl is going to talk about her recollections of the same period in New York ACT UP. And we're getting together in conversation at Hares and Hyenas one Friday evening, the 24th of January.
That sounds just like a bit of fun.
Just to talk about... Look, I'm going to have to do some research because my brain hasn't managed to contain all of those memories. But there's a lot of people around who will be able to prompt me.
I'm sure
and,
they will.
And I'll have to... if all else fails, we can talk about Scott
too
recipes.
Too many vinos, love.
Too many of everything. I'm also really looking forward to the rise and fall of St. George. Now, this is a choir, a series of performers backed by a big queer choir singing songs from queer icons such as George Michael and others.
Mm.
I'm imagining it's going to be about resilience, pride.
Is this as in George Michael?
Yes.
Because
it's named so because somebody did a mural of George Michael as a Saint George, which was famously destroyed when the gay marriage equality vote was won as an act of homophobia and
I recall
and
that.
Terror. So Lachlan Philpott and Paul Mack and Kate Champion have got together to produce this concert to promote the work, the choral work of queer icons such as George Michael and others.
Coral.
Coral, thanks.
Coral.
Yeah, Coral. Coral Brown. And that's on at the Arts Centre, Hamer Hall. So that'll be a big one. One that I never miss is The Company of Men, an exhibit.
Oh, and there's an event on that too.
That's on at the Laird, isn't it?
That's on at Club 80 this year, would you believe?
Oh, really?
I know. In the basement space of Club 80, so there you go. If you've never,
how does that work?
It's often too dark, but I've heard. But they'll have the lights up, I imagine.
Oh, God, turn the lights up, there could be some awful
It's too dark for visual art, but they'll have the lights up. It's going to be in the dungeon of Club 80 over the course of the festival. It's a regular reoccurrence of photography, mainly men on men.
Is it a bigger space, do you think? Is that why they've moved
it? They moved it around Tactic Gallery in Collingwood last year, which was
great. That's right, I saw it.
Yeah, it's always on the list for me. Club 80 Dungeon, that's an opportunity to see a whole other side of queer Melbourne if you've not been to the Club 80 Dungeon. I might pop in myself. Now...
Pop, bang the old...
what? What's that got to do with anything?
Nothing.
This I want to give a shout out to because it's been on before. It's been on as part of the Queer Film Festival, but it's showing, it's screening again as part of the film program of Midsummer, and I reckon it's worth seeing if you haven't seen it. It's a documentary called Becoming Colleen, and it's about an 82-year-old woman who married, children, all of that. Later in life, gets the courage, finds the resilience within herself to transition.
From Colleen to a man?
No, from a man to Colleen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Really good. In the nursing, it all happens in the nursing home. When Colleen's wife dies, he always cross-dressed through the marriage, and the kids kind of worked it out.
Yeah.
But I don't know if anyone really realised the extent to which Colleen wanted to become Colleen, really.
Wow.
And at the this
is a movie.
It's a documentary.
Yeah. A documentary.
Yeah. It's fantastic. In her early 80s, Colleen wanted to transition fully, but the doctors at the nursing home said, your health, you're an old lady, your health's not so good, you might not survive the trauma of the transition. So Colleen very happily then just lived as a woman in the nursing home. Really great story.
Good on her. Mm. That sounds like a very powerful story.
Mm-hmm.
Next, what else is on your must-see list?
Another photography exhibition, Love, Hugs and Kisses, is...
love the name.
Yeah.
Love, Hugs and Kisses.
Well, that was the name of a fleeting queer nightclub in the city that no longer exists. And photographer Nick Efantidis took a camera.
Boy.
Yes, you'd probably be able to say it better than me there. And took a camera into the club on its final days.
Epifanidis.
Yeah. Mm. And
Nikos Epifanidis.
Beautifully said. That just rolled off your tongue.
Close your mouth.
Up a piso.
And Nick documented the dance floor action of the club, which led to a larger project that's ongoing about the examination of queer spaces, queer safe spaces, spaces of sisterhood and brotherhood.
Mm.
And so from this seed of an idea, this looking intensely at what this club meant to those kids who went there every Friday night or whenever it was on, is now going to be a documentary produced by Chris Darmody and Kath Pope.
Oh, love them.
So you can't go wrong there.
Love them.
They are investigating a series of safe, sacred spaces, and they did ask me, in fact, if I knew of any, and I put up Porter Street Sauna as one of those sort of places where, particularly at the height of AIDS...
Yes.
Saunas, and particularly Porter Street, were a safe space, a place of sisterhood and comfort and support.
For gay men.
Yeah.
And were there equivalent safe spaces for women?
Yeah, I'm sure there were. And I'm sure that between Chris and Kath and the development of their documentary, that will all come out.
Okay, you've got one more. Time for one more.
Oh, jeez.
Look at you shuffling your bits of postage stamps around.
Well, you did have Karen Bryant on earlier in the show.
She doesn't do this.
She would have told you how many events there are.
She does the broad thing. Mm-hmm. You actually do the deep dive.
Yeah. So I've got it now. I do have to give a shout out. Of course, it's the 25th Pride March.
Yes.
And I've been to every one of them, I'm sure. As you have. I was in the first one, and we make...
I've missed one.
Oh.
I happened to be in New Zealand 20 years ago.
Yeah, how unfortunate.
And I missed out on just one.
Yeah.
And I've never missed out on a Pride March, ever, except for that one.
Mm.
So, of the group that you have just mentioned, Love and Kisses and Hugs... Becoming Colleen, in the Company of Men, and the Rise and Fall of St. George.
Yes.
You're number one.
And, I think the Rise and Fall of St. George is going to be a beautiful event.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a very sort of top-shelf, polished production.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing about the festival this year is all top-shelf. It's high-end. The partnerships that the festival has forged creatively, professionally... are all top of town, and it's really to be rewarded. They're doing a great job there.
Well, I'm looking very forward to yours as well. A discussion, a reflection on ACT UP.
Yes.
I think that sounds like a really interesting conversation.
Thank you.
Brent, thank you for coming in. Always love your pearls of wisdom.
Mm.
Always love hearing what you have to say.
Thank you.
You are one of our favourite CCCIs. You forgot the I. I can't believe you forgot the I.
It's been a while since I've been on. So much has happened.
Well, it was about 4 weeks ago. What are you talking about?
Okay, yeah. But so much has happened.
Yeah, so much has happened. That's true.
I'm recovering from last night's launch of the Linden Postcard Show.
I didn't get to it.
It was really good. It was massive. It's bigger. Like, everything seems to be bigger these days. And
well, last year's was quite small.
Yeah, they've ramped it right up.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.